Well, when the Indiana State Fair kicks off on Friday, August 1st, you may be looking forward to all of the fair food, the fair rides, the 4-H exhibits, and the livestock. But one very important piece of the Indiana State Fair is the Pioneer Village. It's on the northeast side of the fairgrounds, and when you go to the Pioneer Village, it feels like you've stepped out of a time machine and you've walked into the early 1900s or perhaps the late 1800s. Joining us now here on Hoosier Ag Today is Gary Emsweller. He's the superintendent of the Pioneer Village at the Indiana State Fair, which once again, fast approaching. Gary, tell us all about what folks can expect at this year's Pioneer Village at the Indiana State Fair.
Well, I can tell you one thing, it's going to be bigger and better than they have ever seen before. We've got a lot of demonstrations going on all the time. We have a huge sawmill. We literally cut about 100 logs every year just during the state fair. The lumber from those logs are sold to the public. And so if somebody wants a nice piece of hickory or a black walnut or whatever it might be, we probably will have it for sale. So that's kind of a neat situation. Threshing machine's ready to go. It's not hooked up to the steam engine yet, but we're ready to make that happen. We'll be thrashing wheat all through the state fair. Those are the two big things as far as physical size. Both of those are driven by steam engines, but we have a lot of demonstrations, a lot of different activity that people can not only learn about, but participate in. So it's going to be the best one ever as far as I'm concerned. As long as the weather cooperates, we're in good shape.
Gary, what I love about the Pioneer Village is not only do you have the antique tractors and farm equipment on display, but the volunteers who are hard at work at the Pioneer Village, all dressed in the same attire, the bib overalls and the dresses and the bonnets that men and women would have worn on a farm or in rural Indiana more than 100 years ago.
That's exactly right. In fact, we have a large poster on the front porch of the Pioneer Village building that shows the appropriate dress for all the workers in Pioneer Village. And if they come by the porch and look at that, you will have a good laugh because I'll just say it's unique with the person in the dress and the person in the bib overalls. But yes, all of our volunteers put the bibs on, put the long dresses on. They learn how to adapt to the weather. And it is, again, it's a spectacle, but at the same time, we run about 250 volunteers out of Pioneer Village, and it's one huge family. They all get along very well together. They work well together. They come from across the country to volunteer. Actually, we've even got a young lady that comes in from Switzerland every year to volunteer at Pioneer Village at the Indiana State Fair. So it's huge. But everybody has a great time. They have fun with it. Our dinners are at noon. We had dinner just yesterday, and a gentleman from the State Board of Animal Health came walking through. We invited him to sit down and eat dinner with him. He's ready to come to work. You know, he's going to take vacation to help volunteer here at the State Fair at Pioneer Village. We make everybody feel welcome. There's never a question that can't be answered, whether it's true or not. Things like that. But we the men and women do a fantastic job talking to the public and sharing what's going on. That's one of the biggest things we got going, I think.
My guest is Gary Emsweller, superintendent of the Pioneer Village at the Indiana State Fair. One amazing thing that's at the Pioneer Village, though, Gary, is that if you want to go and get your haircuts, there's a barber shop, an antique barber shop that's there at the Pioneer Village.
Yes, we built that building just last year for the barbershop. They have two antique barber chairs in there, but I can promise you the barbers and the people that are cutting the hair are not antiques. They know what they're doing. They do a good job. But yeah, you can come to State Fair, get your hair cut, get a shave, whatever you want. It's old time. We got the old sign that's outside the building, so you can't miss it. There's a front porch you can sit on. Another one of those amenities that plays dividends, but also people get to experience something, things that they haven't had in a long time.
And Gary, I mentioned that time machine component because you can watch a documentary on Netflix about the Pioneer days. You can go on your phone and pull up Wikipedia and read all about how Hoosiers used to live 100 and 150 years ago. You're in 1890 Indiana, and this is how folks lived. This is how they made a living. This is how they supported their communities. And I tell folks, there's no better living, breathing museum than the Pioneer Village at the Indiana State Fair, Gary.
Our predecessor, Maury Williamson, said, we have more people come to this museum in 2 weeks than most museums across the country have in a whole year that deal with agriculture and the antiques and how we do things. So, and he's pretty close to being right on that, I have to think. For just 2 weeks and some of these museums are open year round and don't have the crowds that we get that come here. And I know they do extra interviews with people throughout that come to the state fair, and Pioneer Village is usually in the top three of the attractions they like to come and visit and see what's going on. It's a very unique but very wholesome part of the Indiana State Fair.
Dr. Maury Williamson, he is the gentleman who founded the Pioneer Village more than 60 years ago. And it's hard to believe that one man could make such a huge impact. I'm sure if Dr. Williamson were with us today, Gary, he would be extremely pleased with how everything is going at the Pioneer Village today.
He would have turned 100 years old this year. So, yeah, he's on our thoughts and mind all the time. He loved Pioneer Village and he loved the people. And we're just adding to that and duplicating it and making it even better than what it was. So, yeah, he started out in a little room on top of the old grandstands. There was a room up there that they weren't using, and they literally carried artifacts up the steps of the grandstands into the room there and made a nice display. And 2 or 3 years later, they decided it's time to build a building. And so they came down, took this corner of the fairgrounds, and built the first buildings here. So he's a visionary, always was, but he always had a smile on his face, and he could talk anybody into doing anything there was to be done. So he's a smooth talker, that's for sure.
Chatting with Gary Emsweller, superintendent of the Indiana State Fair Pioneer Village here on Hoosier Ag Today. And I know that there are long-term plans to continue to grow the Pioneer Village. What can you tell me about those plans, Gary?
At the end of the next year's fair in 2026, the goal is to build another building, or replace the Pioneer Village building that currently stands, because it's over 60 years old and its life expectancy is 50. It's not in really good shape. And the plan is to build a building somewhat similar to this. I think it will be a pin frame type building, an old barn look, both inside and out. It'll be bigger than this building, of course, but it will be a building that has the artifacts in it, but it'll also be open year-round for the public to come and see and learn from and enjoy what we do, not only the 2 weeks of the fair, but the 365 days a year with video, whatever it might be that gets put in. But a lot of the artifacts that are in this building will move to another building, hopefully sitting adjacent to it. That way we only have to move artifacts one time. We can go from one building to another. Once we get moved in, we tear this building down and hopefully make it a family, a homestead type area. One of the things that a lot of people don't recognize, there is a very old log cabin that's built right in the middle of the current building. And the hope is we can tear this old building down and leave the log cabin standing, because that log cabin is a replica of the Johnson farm cabin that sat here several years before this place became a state fairgrounds. It was a farm, and that log cabin is a replica of the building or their home that they had when they were farming it. So again, it's another one of those things. How did people live in a small little place like that? They managed and did it very well. So, you know, if you haven't seen the log cabin, that in itself is worth coming to look at. But our hope is to salvage that and turn this area into a homestead type thing. We'll move the garden over. We got a smokehouse. We'll probably move it over to this area, things like that. So everything's changing. It's always evolving. And we want to make it as good as we possibly can without losing the impact that we currently have. We don't want a fancy new barn here. We want an old pin frame barn with wooden timbers in it. And yeah, otherwise it looks just like this building, only even more rustic than what we have today.
Gary, I know that fundraising efforts are underway to make those plans a reality. If folks are interested in donating in some small way, shape, or form, or maybe a large way, shape, or form, how's the best way to get a hold of you and your team to inquire about donations to help build and grow the Pioneer Village and the new barn you were discussing?
That building, we're estimating to be between $4.5 million and $5 million. And yeah, we are looking for large sponsors. We're looking for small sponsors. We have naming rights. We have a beautiful stage called Music of America stage that will be replicated. It's in this building. It'll be replicated in the new building. We would put somebody's name on that if they'd be interested in that for a small amount of money. But if anybody would like to donate, they can contact the Indiana State Fair Foundation. They are collecting the money for that effort. Just make a note that it is for the new Pioneer Village building. Large dollars, medium-sized dollars, $5, whatever you would like to do. We'd be honored to have that, and we'll make every effort to recognize, especially the bigger donors in the near future that help us make this work. We all recognize that we're raising the funds, but we know as soon as the last nail is put in it, the building belongs to the Indiana State Fair in the state of Indiana. It's sitting on state property, and that's perfectly all right. We're willing to do that, and the people that are donating currently understand that and appreciate everybody's effort in making a success. So it's going to be fun, but we'll be happy to take anybody's checks, money orders, cash. We'll take whatever they got. Firstborn child, their antique tractor, we'll take whatever they got. So we'll take it any way we can get it. So, but yeah, it is. It's going to be special. It'll be iconic. That and people will not only see it, but appreciate what they're looking at.
Well, once again, Gary Emsweller, superintendent of the Pioneer Village at the Indiana State Fair, which kicks off on Friday, August 1st, runs through Sunday, August 17th. The Indiana State Fair closed on Mondays, and the Pioneer Village, once you're at the Indiana State Fairgrounds and Event Center during the fair, admission to the Pioneer Village is absolutely free. You can check out their Facebook page. Just go to Facebook and type in Indiana State Fair Pioneer Village. You'll see all sorts of fantastic photos. We'll also have a link with some photos at our website, HoosierAgToday.com, so you can check that out as well. Once again, Gary Emsweller, thank you so much for joining us. I'm looking forward to getting to the chance. Gary, looking forward to visiting with you once again at this year's Indiana State Fair, my friend.
Hey, glad to have you anytime. Always good to visit and talk about what's going on in Pioneer Village. So thank you for making that happen.